Hey, welcome to the School of Sales podcast. Macy McNeely here. And I'm curious to know if you have ever been in a situation where you feel scattered. You feel scattered about the strategy that you use, the platform that you use, the sales event that you use, your offer, what you're selling. Is it even good enough? Is there something else I should be doing? There are lots of decisions that you can make, and it feels kind of overwhelming. And whenever people come to me with this, because I coach people really consistently in my programs, in our challenges that we do, there's a VIP room where you can do coaching. And so I notice, I can feel when people feel scattered, and they're coming to me in these rooms, and I see the look in their eyes of, just give me the answer. Just give me the thing to do so I don't have to keep guessing. Just give me, I'm so tired of trying to decide. I'm so decision fatigue, burnout. And I just want you to know, Angel, I hear you 100%. Like, there ain't nothing worse than that. Feeling like your next decision is, there's so much at stake, I guess I should say, in each decision. And what I typically can tell is that when people are scattered, that means they have not mastered. When people are scattered, they have not mastered. And what have they not mastered? They have not mastered fundamentals, fundamentals of business. And of course, you know, the fundamental I'm talking about are sales skills, because I will never not talk about these fundamentals. And I have a couple of points as to why having fundamentals mastered, not something that you know, not something that you've learned, not something that you know about, not even having knowledge of, but having the deepest level of knowing. Knowledge and knowing are two very different things of sales skills, and have them mastered. So, fundamentals of anything are obviously the building blocks of mastery. Okay. So, you know, I can tell when people are looking for the next big strategy, what they're looking for is, like how to advance, right? They want to go into their master's degree. They want to take their college courses, and they think fundamentals is kindergarten. And fundamentals is the building blocks, okay? Like, you cannot go to college until you complete kindergarten and retain the information that you've learned in kindergarten. And then when it comes to not having mastered fundamentals, you can take over your arena. You take it over, baby. Turn the lights out, make it rain, shut it down. There is no such thing as competition in your world because of your level of mastery. So there's something called Price's Law. Price's Law states that the square root of any group of people, so the number of people, the number in an arena, the square root of that number produces 50% of the results. Okay, so let's think about this. Let's say there's 100 people on a sales team. Okay, I'm just going to use sales team for an example. It could be any concept. Okay, there's 100 people. The square root of that number is 10. So 10 of those people produce 50% of the results, and 90 people of the other ones produce the other 50%. So let's say that 100 people sold $100 million of revenue. You're like, oh, wow, each person sold about $1 million. No. 10 people sold $5 million. 90 people sold $555,000. That's how Price's Law works of any arena. What does this mean? This means it is incredibly easy to be average. Mediocrity scales exponentially, but excellence scales incrementally. Excellence is, it is, you have no competition when you're excellent or when you're the best in your arena. Okay. So when you're the absolute best and you're a master in your arena, what ends up happening is you're able to see these underlying principles, these underlying things, these underlying laws and concepts that are governing your field, that are governing your arena. People that are not masters come into an arena and they think like it's all, oh, like they're just doing a challenge. Oh, they're just doing a webinar. Oh, they just get people together and do a live launch. Oh, they just have an event and they stand on stage and then they tell people about how awesome their offer is. It's like this very surface level understanding of what's happening. But when you're a master, you see the underlying principles that are happening. You see the underlying like communication, like strategies and the way that they use their tone and their body language to be able to communicate a very, very specific emotion. And what's really cool about being able to understand this of your arena, because everyone has two arenas that they live in. They have like their expertise arena. So if you're a dietitian, you have your nutrition arena and you're probably a master in that arena. But we all live in another arena, and that is the sales arena. And the winner in life, in the game of life, is not the one who creates the most value or who is the smartest or who makes the most amount of offers. It's the one that communicates the value the best. It's not the one that creates the value, it's the one that communicates the value the best. And that is the sales arena. So when you're a master of the sales arena, you get to live in your expertise arena 100 times more. You get to coach. You get to lead clients into their transformation. You get to do all of that because you've mastered the arena of sales. Another thing about fundamentals is people thinking, again, like I said, it's a kindergarten situation. We're going backwards up in here, but what's actually happening is the continuous refinement of fundamentals is that it increases overall performance, overall, not just in your sales skills, but in everything you do. So I want you to think about Tiger Woods. He is consistently refining his skill of stretching, which we all can stretch, right? It is like the most basic fundamental thing for human health and mobility. But there's not a day in his life that he's not like, I should do this less or I should do it worse. He's like, I need to do this more and I need to get really good at it. In fact, I'm sure he has some sort of like stretching coach so that his overall golf performance enhances. Another thing that's really cool about mastery is that it allows you to integrate in really complex ways very quickly. But what's interesting is these complex ways, while they feel complex on the outside, it's actually very easy to you. So, for example, like some sort of sales events, like a webinar challenge, or even content like a podcast, in-person events, maybe you host a workshop, you host a live Q&A call. Mastery of sales skills allows you to apply those skills in very easy, complex situations and integration. So, I want to tell you a quick story. I know we've talked a lot about our $350,000 investment, and I want to tell you the timeline of this because it's really wild, to be honest. So, we decided that we were going to go for it. We were going to invest in a coaching program, those $350,000, on October 11th, 2023. The way I remember that day, as if I birthed a child that day, I remember it forever. We wired the money on October the 15th, which was by far one of the top experiences of my life that changed me. I know that sounds dramatic, but it is so true. The action of wiring that money changed me. Okay. We flew to Tampa, Florida on October the 16th. So we wired it on a Friday, and then we flew on Saturday, the 16th. And we were there at an event from the 16th to the 20th. Now, what's interesting is this event wasn't even about like a strategy. Okay. It was about how to sell on stage, is what it was called, stage selling. And what I noticed about all the people there is they were kind of humming and talking about these challenges that they did as their sales events. I was like, whoa, whoa, what are you doing? What's a challenge? And they were kind of telling me about it. And I hadn't even had a chance to look at the portal that we had from the offer that we bought. And so I kind of got in that portal while we were there. I'm like, oh, wow, like that's a huge piece of this program. You're wondering, Macy, you didn't even know what you were getting yourself into? No, I didn't. It was just this overwhelming feeling that we had to do this. So learned about challenges, sent the team at home the login and said, hey, figure out how to like set up this tech stuff. We're doing this next week. Okay. So when we came back, so the event was October 16th through the 20th. On October the 23rd was day one of our first challenge. Okay, day one. We were like, we are implementing immediately. And within, it was like 2.5 weeks from implementing what we did, what we learned, we actually made our entire investment back, $350,000 in a couple weeks. And you know, the challenge content, the content itself was made the day that we did it. Okay. Now, if you've been in the challenge, you know how insanely good this challenge is. I'm not even gonna front, like it's not, it is literally life-changing for people. It's so good. But we made the content. I say we. Kat made the content the day, the morning of the day of the challenge. So it was day one of the challenge. We started at 11. From when she woke up until 11 a.m., she made the content. And then the day finished at 1, and then from 1 to she went to bed, she worked on day 2. That was the flow. Now, I'll tell you what's fascinating is it's not the challenge that's the secret sauce. I can promise you that. I can promise you that. And the reason I say that is there's lots of people in our mastermind. It's not just us, lots of people. And there are some people who've been in the mastermind, you know, twice as long as we have, and they haven't even like done their first challenge. They haven't even like really done it, done any of the actual challenge work yet. And I keep asking, I'm like, they're like a case study to me because I'm like, wait, what? You invested all this money and like you haven't even implemented it? What's going on? And the first words that come out of their mouth are, I'm figuring out. I'm figuring out blank. Now, obviously, this isn't everybody. There's a lot of people in there that absolutely demolish life and are so inspiring. But I'm just so fascinated by the ones who just haven't implemented. I'm like, wait, what? I'm figuring it. And I keep thinking about like that month was crazy from October 15th to October like 30th, Halloween. It was like the craziest 15 days of my life. The investment, the decision, the going to Tampa, the implementing, the going all in. And it was just a huge, intense season of change. And I'm like, wow, I'm so thankful that we were able to pull that off. And the only reason we're able to pull that off is because of the mastery of sales skills. When you have these principles mastered in your bones, in your soul, in your being, in your fiber, in your skin, in your blood, you do things quickly. You integrate what you know, the skills that you know, in a way that might feel complex to others, but it's not complex to you because you understand the principles. The other thing that mastery of sales skills really, really does is it allows for creativity. Okay. So I noticed that people can easily get very bored with the offers that they have themselves, like the actual offer. And so they want to have fun by making new offers because they're like, how on earth could I keep selling this? But that's going to burn them out real quick. I can promise you that. And also, it can cause decision fatigue for your prospects, for your followers. Okay. And here's what I know is that boring makes billions. Boring makes billions. But you want to be creative in the way that you sell it, not in the actual offer itself. So, one of the most important things that you can do is sell one belief over time, one thing, one idea. Russell Brunson calls it the big domino, which is if this domino falls, nothing is in the way. No other objection can possibly stand if this one domino is pushed over. But if you jump around all the time, you don't even have the chance to have the domino to even push over, to even reveal the domino for people to latch onto and think, is this something that I want to believe? When you have something mastered, when you have sales skills mastered, you literally never run out of ways to present your offer, present your idea, and sell your message in new and different ways. Because you understand that principles are microcosms of each other. They all integrate, they all apply. And so there's endless amounts of ways to weave in these new ideas and new ways of talking and selling your offer because of your ability to master sales skills. So I notice when people bounce around, it's because they're either bored, it's because they think that they can't keep selling the same offer, that they've tapped out their audience when really they just haven't talked about it in the right way for a specific group of people. And I believe they bounce around because they are not super certain that what they do is super powerful. So what will end up happening is they will be possibly in conversation with someone, and their prospect will give them an objection of like, oh man, I wish that you had a course just on social media. I can't tell you how many times people have told me that. And what most people end up doing is they're like, oh, well, let me just make you a course on social media. Why? Because they aren't certain that their offer is actually the offer that will give them the results that they want. Now, I'll tell you how you become certain. Certain people are sold people. They are sold on what they do. Sold people get sold by selling. I know it's like the chicken and the egg, which comes first. In order to get sold, you have to sell. You are honestly, when you persuade other people, you're kind of placing a seed in you, a seed of belief in you that no, this is it. This is the right choice. This is the right thing. This is the right offer. This is the thing that'll change their life. And your certainty is what transmits to them. Sales is a buying process over the bridge of belief. And that belief starts with your belief. And another way to say your belief is your certainty. Coach Myron says that sales isn't the most important, it is the first most important thing to master. And if you don't, you just start stacking lack of mastery on top of lack of mastery on top of lack of mastery, and it just crumbles you. And I could not agree more, because when you have sales skills mastered, literally everything is more fun. Everything is more second nature. It doesn't matter the strategy. It doesn't matter if like other people see it yet, because you know that they will. It's just a matter of time. Everything is more second nature. You're able to just be more sold and more certain over time. Everything is easier. He describes it that as the first floor of a building, like when you master the first floor of the building, then you can go up to the next level. But constantly trying to go into the next level, you don't even know how to get to the elevator. You don't even know like how their stairs, there is even a second level. You don't even know another level exists, and you're trying to live on this other level of like, oh, what strategy, what should I use, when really you can make any strategy work with sales skills. I know that this is not anything new. I know that like this is the one thing, that the hill that I will die on, because I see it time and time again. People scatteringly, if that's a word, scatteringly searching for the switch, for the one thing, for the like silver bullet that's just going to click for it all. And I can promise you, if that is what you're looking for, if you feel scattered, you haven't mastered. And when you've mastered, it all comes together. If you want to continue to learn this content and this concept and how to really become that master of your arena, I cannot recommend enough to come to our challenge, the Sell Your Offer Challenge. We'll link it all below in the show notes. It has been so game changing for people as they come through this challenge. It's a 5-day challenge. There's coaching, there's content. It is crazy the results. Someone just got a pay in full sale from day one, like a $1,000 sale from a $297 challenge. What? Let's go, baby. I'll see you in the challenge, and I'll see you on the next episode.